Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on 80... on From the... You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Bizarre County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up and just interested to see what they're going to try next. I mean, everything's failing. Everything's failing at once. I mean, things are going 150 different directions. I mean, they're talking insanity now every day. And I just can't wait to see what comes next. That being said, it's Friday, and it's also the 28th day of June, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want. And that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 62 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 70 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's, yeah, it's cooled down. It's supposed to start warming up again, I think, by the first, and then it get hot. It's going to be a cool summer. And we're on the solar minimum. It's just, yeah, well, I guess it's climate change. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. And I will be, you know, I'm not going to be 100% today. As you guys know, I had to go get some dental, go to the dental surgeon yesterday. And I got the bleeding stopped about 1:35 this morning and finally got to get some sleep. But, hey, we're here. Release of illegal aliens into U.S. dropped 65% since Trump-Mexico deal. What were we just talking about yesterday? I mean, this shit's day to day. Today, I mean, it's like on 1984. Today, we're at war with East Asia, and West Asia is our enemy. And the next day, it's completely turned around, and everybody's just supposed to accept it just as it's put out by the propaganda machine. We'll see if we do. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, I guess it was the day before yesterday that we were talking about, you know, this is the mainstream, this is Fox, you know, the Trump tards. And, I mean, and the... what do they call them, ICE, whatever the liar of the day is. But, you know, telling us that they're pouring across in greater numbers than they ever have, and it keeps increasing. And today, the headline, here we have it from Breitbart, release of illegal aliens into the United States dropped 65% since Mexico deal. Bullshit. We just read the article to you yesterday where the communist president of goddamn Mexico was saying, no, we're not going to stop anybody. We're not going to stop. And then the poor guy working for, you know, the Mexican soldier saying, I just want to go home to my family. I got him telling me to stop him and don't stop him. And they're not being stopped. They're pouring fucking across. This is an invasion, and we have to look at it as it is. Anyways, this is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. President Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released about 3,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the United States over the past week, slowing the process known as catch and release from the program's massive levels in the last 6 months. And all he has to do, all he has to do is sign us out of that United Nations, what are they calling themselves? Refugee Treaty. One signature. But we're going to play this game. We're going to play this game as our resources continue to be looted and taken out of this country, as they continue to sell what does not belong to them, taken from us without due process of law, just like the gold back in 1933. And as long as we just keep sitting here, you know, fucking bitching and raising hell about it, it will continue until it gets to our front yard, or at least until it gets to my front yard. From June 18 to June 25th, the DHS released about 3,000 border crossers. It's been 668,000 that have been released into the interior of the United States in the first 6 months of this year. And they're going to, but they come, I mean, that was bad headlines yesterday. So I guess they get their, Breitbart. They backed the fork tongue, fucking redheaded devil. For president, you know, all the way, you know, and he and their fearless leader was in the cabinet and everything, but today, I mean, facts can't change, people. I'm sorry. The fact is that they're pouring across in greater numbers than ever, and every day it's increasing. And that only thing that Mexican army is doing down there is bringing them over to the processing center to get the paperwork done to get them into this country. It was only 3,000 people. Add that to the 668,000. I mean, goddammit. I mean, what we're looking at, well, armies. We have armies coming into our country unimpeded. All they got to do is just grab a brat and fucking walk across, send the brat back across the Rio Grande and grab another brat and 10 fighting dudes and bring them across the goddamn Rio Grande, get them trained. But hey, you know what? Bring it on. It's way, but the thing is, the stall that it's causing is allowing entrenchment. It is allowing them to train. It's allowing them to do a lot of things because there is no countermeasures being taken whatsoever. From June 18th to June 25th, DHS released about 300,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into various American communities. The federal data indicates that DHS is releasing about 375 border crossers and illegal aliens every day, and you can times that times 100. Have they ever told you the truth about a number? A number that you'd have to go out and have to count them yourself to fucking disprove? But then somebody will. I mean, an organization to get together, well, just like the articles we were reading the day before yesterday. They're coming across in greater numbers. And now is a 65% drop in catch and release since the first week. Well, if they were dropping it in catch and release, they used the asylum to fucking quadruple the number. It's just fucking, they think we're going to play this numbers game. They think we can't do simple math. And, you know, the ones they're bringing up in these communist schools can't do it in simple math anymore, I reckon. But they really don't matter. Because this war is going to be kicked off by the old fucks like us. Who know better, who can do fucking math, and we know how to shoot, too. Shoot that long shot for the suit. American communities, the federal data indicates that DHS is releasing about 375 border crossers and illegals, aliens, every day, a 65% drop. God damn, they're only doing 360, to catch and release since the first week of the month. They're getting down to where they're doing this week by week, and we're getting different reports day by day. The propaganda machine, this is Orwell's 1984 fucking right in your fucking face. Today we're at war with East Asia. West Asia's our friend. The next day the fucking headline is, we're at war with West Asia. East Asia's our friend. How stupid. I mean, well, they'll answer that question. Because the communists in this country that have worked the infiltration, they have taken their videos and their fucking information back to their fucking international overlords, and they've showed the guys walking around with their fucking pants hanging down around their knees and fucking, you know, a post through their fucking nose, and they're saying we got them whipped. We can whip these people, even with our pathetic numbers and the fact that, you know, we're fucking cowards. We can hire a mercenary army to take these people on. But the people walking around with their pants hanging down are such a small, small, small minority in this country. And when they meet the real Americans, they already have. They have to hide it. I mean, when they're hiding, when they're changing the headlines day to day, we're getting close. Gotta be. It's 375 border crossings and illegal aliens every day. A 65% drop in catch and release since the first week of the month, when more than 1,000 border crossers and illegal aliens were being released into the United States. So, you know, through one thing, you know, the catch and release, that's just one aspect of it. The other is the refugee thing. Whatever they didn't get through, if they dropped 65% on catch and release, they went up, I heard it was like, what was it, 400 and some percent increase is what we were talking about day before yesterday. You just read that's what's happening today. That's how I live my life, and I'm going to go vote. Despite continuing to release border crossers and illegal aliens, DHS is cutting down on catch and release. Comes after Trump struck a deal with Mexico to mitigate mass illegal immigration at the southern border. The deal dictates that border crossers seeking asylum in America must return to Mexico while they wait their asylum process. How many times have they played this, just this one little fucking thing on us this year, in the last 6 months? Oh yeah, they've taken the Mexicans. We've had a little, Trump went down there and talked to his communist comrade, and they've sent, troops down to the northern border to stop them from ever coming into Mexico. And they didn't do that, did they? They didn't even have no fucking guns. In fact, they escorted the buses. I mean, they provided the buses and escorted them right up to our fucking border. Oh, but he's threatening sanctions but we just read the article yesterday where the person he's talking about, Mexican communist president said bullshit. Bullshit, this ain't happening. And you got the troops out there going, well, we're being told that we're not to let them across, but we got to let them across. And the guy's just, I don't want to go home. I just want to go home. Can you blame them? Rather than being released into the United States, my ass. The catch and release process often entails federal immigration officials busing border crossers into nearby border cities. As well as flying, we'll hear this every once in a while because this is what's going on, but they'll act like we're just dropping them in the cities and stuff, and it's a poor, you know, Western Union can't keep enough fucking money because of the money being sent to them. Yeah, where's that money coming from? Does anybody ever wonder? I mean, they talked about that Western Union could not keep up. They couldn't keep enough money to hand over these son of a bitches to get them on their way into the interior. Where's that money coming from? As well as flying them into the interior of the country and dropping them off with the hope that they show up for their immigration and asylum. I'm scared hearing it. You know they don't. And even when they do show up to the asylum hearings and they're told that they're deported, they walk out the fucking door and they go right back to what they're doing because it's all bullshit. This is a fucking invasion into your country across your southern border. It is the most important thing that is going on in this country, believe it or not, today. I mean, they're over there in Iran, and they got their, you know, like I said, their diversions over in Iran, and then if it gets really bad, then fucking Kim Jong-un can shoot off a couple of missiles, and that'll take care of another week of invasion. But he's already given them a fucking year to get as many of them in here as he can, and you got the goddamn Africans coming into L.A., and, you know, Ebola? You're bringing Ebola in, unscreened. So that's biological warfare, isn't that? Isn't that like giving pox-infected blankets to the Indians? People, the overwhelming majority of border crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the U.S. I'm going to read that again because it is the fact that they have, like I told you guys during the election, there's not one of them going back. In fact, there's going to be a swarm of them coming this way. The man who said that he was going to deport each and every fucking one of them, DACA gone on the first day, and every one of them had to go back. Well, here we are in, 2.5 years of, Trumpism, and they're fucking, well, they're telling you right here, an overwhelming majority, that means every fucking one of them, Crossers and illegal aliens are never deported from the country once they are released into the United States. Today, there are, and God, I love this, anywhere from 11 to 22 million. They see, they had to change that number. Fuck you, you lying son of a bitch, man. It's just pathetic. That's why to listen to this thing about 65% drop in catch and release, fuck you lying son of a bitch. Liar, you lying son of a bitch. The reports are coming up from the border. There's militia down there at the border calling themselves militia. They're not really doing anything to stop anything, but they're sure as hell monitoring the fucking flood. The flood coming across, and it's not just goddamn Central and South America and Mexico. It's goddamn Africa. I mean, you're seeing them bring Ebola into your country deliberately, shoot the suit. Somebody's fucking calling the shots. Illegal aliens living across the country, the majority of which are concentrated in states like California, New York, Florida, Texas, and Illinois. Now, the fact that they're fucking lying about the 11 to 22 million tells you, no, they're everywhere. I see him. I mean, fuck. All you got to do is go to shit to Klamath Falls. I see him. I see all the. I go there once a month to get groceries, what I can afford, and I go through the store. I go and get the same goddamn thing every time because that's what it's down to with us. But I see all the different faces. I see it. It's there, and there's a zillion of these son of a bitches. But they want you to sit there. There's only 11 to 22 million of them. You still got them outnumbered. You keep fucking listening to this horse shit, and they will have you outnumbered in your own country through invasion. Invasion, a kitty invasion. America taken by children. Since December 21st, DHS has released about 211,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the United States. That's the interior of the United States. Now, we're going from New York, Florida, California. The interior of the United States, that's the whole fucking United States. They're here. They're in your communities. You're seeing them. And you know this shit's a fucking lie. And like I said, it's going to come to, well, when they finally gets to the point where your children can't go outside and play because you're afraid somebody will grab them and hack them up with a machete. You can't let your wife go down to the goddamn store in the small town and get a gallon of milk and bring it back because fucking she could get hacked up. They're robbed, beaten because you're bringing the fucking, see, the problem with Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala is they're fucking shitholes. They are shithole. It's robbery, fucking murder. But I'm telling you, the people coming from there, they are not fucking refugees. They're a part of it. They are the ones that did. It ain't the land that creates this shit. It is people that creates this shit. And the very people that created these terrible things in Guatemala, these terrible things in El Salvador and Honduras, well, they're bringing them here so we can have it here, people. That is why. Just like releasing the Indians on the frontiers during the revolution, well, the so-called Revolutionary War, the hijacking of the fucking uprising. But it's the same difference here. These people are coming to terrorize us. And when you go to touch one of the son of a bitches, you're going to be called they're going to come at you. You go after, it's just like the video down there in Portland of these son of a bitchin' communists coming up to people's windows. Tell you, you ain't going down that street. Oh, yes, I am. And they got weapons in their hands and shit, and a cop sitting one block down watching it to make sure that they're protecting them with fucking fully armed. When does it stop? When somebody fucking pulls out that pistol and blows that son of a bitch backwards, steps out of the car, fucking drops that fucking pig on that motorcycle, and people go to town on this shit. Border crossers and illegal aliens into the interior of the United States, all of which have been initially dropped off in San Diego. We bullshit. El Paso and San Diego have been inundated with the most released border crossers and illegal aliens. We are farming country up here. We are ranching country up here. If you don't think they're pumping these motherfuckers up here, I know they are, okay? I'm telling you different. I'm here. I'm looking at it. Last 6 months, nearly 80,000 nationals have been, see, they're nationals. We are citizens. We are subject citizens who have to take this recolonization. Just bend down, just run from your home. Go hide in the woods until you starve to death. Because these badass motherfuckers who you've kicked, except you fucking think about it. Think about South America kicking America's ass. Get real. Or kicking the United States' ass. Not a fucking chance, okay? And when they talk about the military and all the goddamn technology they got and everything, well, everybody in that goddamn military isn't a fucking traitor. They've been fucking fooled, and like that's why they're blowing their fucking brains out. They come back and they realize what they've done, and it didn't have a goddamn thing to do with protecting the freedom and liberty of their people or their country's borders. In fact, it was quite the opposite. And so they're blowing their brains out. It's time for them to, you know what? In the military, it's going to be just like out here in the real world. You're going to, I got to believe that the majority of the people, well, they're pumping a lot of fuck, all these illegal aliens, man. I'm telling you, these young fighting men, they're going to be wearing United States, it tends to say United States, Marine, United States fucking, Navy or whatever in a fucking, you know, or they're going to be United States on not a word of English can they speak. But they're here for conquest. They're here to conquest. They're here to fucking put us down because we figured out the fucking Jews. And we're telling the Jews to go fuck off or we're going to blow your ass up. We're going to shoot your ass out of this fucking country. You communist sons of bitches. So they're not going to recruit from among, they got 12 to 18% of the fucking population to try to recruit an army to fucking take out 75% of us. That ain't going to work, is it? They figured that out real fucking quick, and it is the internet that did it to them. 880,000 nationals have been released in San Antonio, and about 73,500 have been released in El Paso. Now, you're goddamn right there, you've almost got the army that they used to fucking invade fucking Iraq. Think about that. They know what they're up against. And they know that the people they can, I tell you, them, the son of a bitches from the south of us, they hate our fucking guts, people. They came up and tried to settle Texas and California and all these hard fucking places to live. They couldn't do it. Their fucking ruins are out there like the Alamo. You can go out there and look at the ruins of their attempt to settle this part of the country. It was American nationals coming from Tennessee, coming from Virginia, coming from the East. They came out here and had the fucking cojones to fucking settle it and take it and fucking make something out of it. And now that they've made something out of it, well, the corporations, well, we're willing to trade this back for this and that. And just, it's like the son of a bitch is coming out of Guatemala. The son of a bitch is coming out of Honduras and El Salvador and fucking Africa. They're paying to have them brought here. They're buying slave fodder and they're bringing them up here. They're paying to transport them. And they're acting like we got to build the fence. No, we don't. We don't need no fucking fence. What we need is when they get here, they can't get nothing. You can't even get a fucking bowl of food to eat, you son of a bitch. Somebody gives you a bowl of food, we call that aiding and abetting fucking invasion. You fucking put them up against the wall, I tell you, this shit would stop forthwith now. And it could be stopped forthwith now. And every one of you has to know it. And all you Trump-tards that went out there, yo, Trump, he's going to do it. He's going to international fucking communist piece of shit. And you're an international communist piece of shit accommodating the dirty son of a bitch and international communist piece of shit. 80,000 nationals have been released in San Antonio and about 73,500 have been released into El Paso. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McClellan admitted weeks ago to Congress that 100% of adult border crossers arriving at the southern border with children were being released into the United States and eventually being given work permits to take American jobs, eventually my ass. Before they ever leave their home country, they are guaranteed a fucking $15 an hour job because that's what that NAFTA was all about. It ain't going to matter if you're in America. It ain't gonna matter if you're in Mexico or Guatemala or Honduras. It's a $15 an hour job. Now everybody was getting pissed because they're watching their industry be shipped down to Mexico where they're fucking, doing the work slave labor, slave wages. But that $15 an hour, that is a fucking slave wage. That was the minimum fucking wage when I first started out. They think we can't figure fucking numbers. And like I said, I guess that's what Common Core math is for. But I understand that $15 today won't buy what that $3.05 would buy in 1979, I guarantee fucking to you. It's the buying power. It's what that debt dollar can do. So with $15 an hour up here, the incentive for them is to bring the Hondurans up here. $15 an hour down here and they send it down home and then they head back down home and live like fucking kings on $15 an hour where they'd be making maybe $3 or $4 an hour in their home country. And the industrialists up here in America, You know, the good patriotic industrials up here in America, they're making fucking bank because they're working people for fucking minimum wage. What was minimum wage in 1979? I mean, you can change the number. You can make it $100 an hour. But if that $100 an hour will only buy you 2 gallons of gas, you haven't given me shit. And I ain't so stupid as to think you have. You fucking...
The industrialists are making million-dollar fucking donations, man.
Well, hell yes, they are. Well, they'll come out and tell you every once in a while. We read an article here. Oh, yeah, this is the goddamn industrial United States. They are the handful. They are that 12 to 18% that are fucking us all. We need to wipe them clear out, along with those Judeo-Christians. We need to kill them for what they are doing to us. This country doesn't belong to them. It doesn't belong to any fucking corporation. It belongs to the American nationals as individuals. And they are taking, and they let them do it in 1933. I mean, I piss on the graves about the grandfathers that were there. You let them take your fucking gold without due process of the law, your fucking servants? Did you really? Did you fucking really? They put you through a depression that should have never happened because they turned the authority of Congress to fucking mint coin money, debt-free money that you wouldn't never have a fucking depression. You couldn't have a fucking depression. They turned that over to international bankers who fucking printed up fucking debt dollars with nothing to back them. And then pulled the fucking, got when America really started ticking because, boy, there was a lot of currency out there. Buy another potato shed. Buy another grain elevator. Put another 100 acres into production. And when they did, they fucking called in all the fucking loans. I don't care if your crop, oh, God, my crop's doing good. I'm going to make, no, you ain't. You're going to make shit. You're going to lose everything because we're calling in the loans. Bring the money right now. Or we take the farm, we take that crop you planted, and we take it. And that's what they fucking did. This ain't goddamn rocket science. It's just simple history. And that's recent fucking history. But we keep playing the same fucking game and we keep letting them win. And we're letting them fucking win. When they do a dirty deal like this to us, man, I'm telling you, back in the day, my great-grandfather that fought in the fucking Union Wars in the fucking, in the coal mining industry. They didn't know what I know. They didn't know that the goddamn resource that they were being fucking given starved to death wages and company script to dig out belonged to them. See, that's the problem in this country. When the fucking fighting was all done, who did it belong to, people? Think about it. Who had just won it? To John Adams, who stood up and said, let's declare a king? Did that son of a bitch win it for you? They were financiers. Their money has always been put before your fucking life. You know the guy who was promised 360 acres of his own fucking allodial property if he would come and sign them papers and be a colonial soldier and kick the fucking king out of here, which we really never did. But under that theory, you know, when he come to get his money, we can't do that. We got to recover our fucking money that we put in. And they recovered every dollar. And ended up fucking saying, we own everything. And then when people started fucking getting, seeing what they were fucking doing, seeing the carpetbaggers, and these are international carpetbaggers we're talking about. When they started seeing the internationals coming into their country and to remove their rights and see them resubjugated, well, they fucking stood up and we had to have another war, didn't we? To kill off the fucking men who could fucking wipe these bastards out without a fucking second thought. Just think of the fucking Union and the Confederacy being joined together, the people, the real, just the people who owned it, and just wiping out the fucking manipulators. It would fucking take a day, just like it would take a day today. But everybody would have to be on the same page, and it has been the goddamn lying, it has been the coercion, it has been rape and murder. They have committed every unlawful act imaginable to reach the point that they are at today. And now we're watching it right on the stupid box. They tell you every day. I mean, look what Hillary Clinton did. That is fucking, that under the admiralty law that they're supposed to be operating under, they're supposed to put her up against a fucking wall and shoot her ass. And it wasn't that many years ago that's the way it was. And the reason they left us alone, because we were armed and we were going to live our lives like we wanted to. They didn't have these little fucking machines you hold in your hand all day to divert your attention. I mean, I watch people, man. I was watching some people the other day. What the hell were the, where I can't remember where I was at. But the woman, oh, we're getting the tooth pulled. But I mean, people walking down the street, and I mean, they stay right there in that little box. They don't even know what the fuck's around them 5 feet from them, let alone in their nation. But they are the few, and we are the many. We'll use the technology because everything they're using is 40, 50 years old. It's old technology just being designed to do different things. The technology was already there. It's being miniaturized. That's all they've done. They haven't, I mean, what's been the latest great fucking, you got a flying car yet? No. Do you see anything but, I mean, day by day, do you see anything but degradation of this nation? Through fucking stupidity, through wanton stupidity. I'll sit here, I'm content here in my fucking, goddamn cyber world. I'm playing fucking, I'm building me an empire in my cyber world. Like, these are games for fucking children. These are games, this is like playing Monopoly or something. And these are fucking adults. These are fucking adults in their 30s, they're 30 years old and they're fucking doing this shit. But they are not the fucking majority. They are the minority. They are just put front and center to make everybody think this is what you should be doing. You know that old just, you know, I want to wear the right kind of zoot suit. I want to look, I want to fit in. Fuck you. I don't want to fit into this shit. I want to go back to my fucking freedom and liberty where I get up in the morning and I decide what'll tickle me and what I want to do. Where I can go and fucking, go ahead, sorry.
No, that's all right. I'm just saying, before we get too far, I just want to clear something up. It's something someone said something on the site to the, along the lines of ammo's not important. You got to worry more about electromagnetic fields. He said, and we got to clear that shit up real right here and now, man.
Whoever says ammo's
not important's got rocks in their head.
The only thing more important than the ammo is the gun to put it in and the food and water it takes to fucking sustain yourself while you fight. Fuck their technology. I think I commented on that one, Mark. It's asinine. It is fucking asinine. You're not just gonna push a button and get rid of us. You might bring Ebola. I mean, you're trying some biological warfare right now. I see that. But we can fucking counter that too. But the people have to do something. The people who are not marked have to fucking, I mean, get sneaky. Fuck, man, I'll tell you, if I was not fucking so well known, and so hardly watched, I guarantee you I would be doing something. You can ask anybody that knows me from my past if I would be doing something. Somebody fucked with me, I fucked back. We're at the bottom of the hour, we'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and then they refuse it or few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Oh, people, why don't you come in here and let me talk to you a while? That's right, step right up and listen to a concerned citizen speak his piece. I tell you a little something that my daddy told me. The basic fundamentals if you want to be free. Cause son, there's something wrong internally. So if you want some freedom, son, don't want your country to be overrun. You got to keep America number one.
My daddy told me, son, don't let them take your gun. That's what they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun.
They're taking your Bill of Rights away from you.
My dad.
they're trying to do. Son, don't let them take your gun. Don't let them take your gun away from you.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shive, the Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that, of course, was Grand Funk Rebel. Don't let him take your gun. Excuse me. But you know, Mark wanted to talk about the ammo thing. Oh, ammo ain't important. That's why they want that small arm as part of their small arms treaty. They would like to. They would like an identifying mark on every fucking cartridge. And if you can't account for the cartridges you shot when you got your permit to go out and go hunting. Or to target practice, we'll put you in jail for 150 years. What we'll do, really? No, them guns aren't important. Them bullets aren't. They got technology, you see. But somebody has to push the fucking button. You just, I mean, think about it. They can have the baddest ass technology they want, just like the drone fucking thing. You walk into the room where the guy that pushes the button is, and you go there and you just walk right up with like a 22 Magnum pistol or something, shoot him right in the fucking knee. Said, turn it off. He, if that don't get his attention, shoot him in his other fucking knee. And keep shooting down. That guy in the goddamn, just think about the shin. Boom, a bullet right through that goddamn bone. Oh my God. He's going to turn that son of a bitch off and you burn the fucking building down. There's a $100 million fucking technology that you took care of with about fucking, I don't know, dollars worth of bullets and a match. They think we're so stupid that we'll, I mean, it's all a game with them. What it is they cannot make one man equal fucking 10,000. Hey, that's what their technology shit's all about. Making one man equal 10,000 because they know they're outnumbered 10,000 to one. And ammunition's not important. That's why the goddamn government buys so much. That's why there's goddamn soldiers everywhere they occupy. Why do they need those soldiers if they got that technology? I mean, we paid $5.5 trillion in fucking goddamn, which would be probably I don't know, 10, 15, 20 trillion by now. And those, if the, well, more than that, if the dollar, comparing those dollars to today's dollars on a nuclear arsenal. And what was the sell on that nuclear arsenal? There'll be no more war. There will be no more wars because it fucking, you just push a button and you fucking destroy the whole country. And if everybody starts pushing buttons, you destroy the whole fucking world. No more war. But they, it's never going to be that way because they can never get enough. So, I mean, after Vietnam, I mean, during like the 70s and stuff, think back to those days, people that my generation. I mean, the talk of fucking, everybody figured out what happened there, the money war. The fact we were fighting international communism, why they were, the International Communist Party was holding its fucking meetings right here in our own goddamn country. You think we're stupid? World War II? Oh, you know the greatest generation that preserved international communism instead of destroying it? We could have destroyed that and the fascism at that time easily. This has all been a game. This is, I mean, they got the game of risk. I mean, or what, a war or whatever in the fuck it is. And they're playing their little pieces. But when the game has, I mean, so many variables, especially when you want to enter into the realms of technology. And as far as the bullets and stuff, fuck, we'll make our own. Who in the hell you think made them in the first place? See, when that first, that UN small arms treaty first came up, oh, they just sent it. No way. We can't do that. There's no fucking way. But now you're starting to see it. Yeah, I mean, they tried that here in Oregon, I mean, just recently. Come up with the bill, you're going to have a goddamn license, a permission from the government to own a gun. And you're going to have to do background checks to get ammunition. Well, we already got enough ammunition to kill all you motherfuckers saying that. And we were the ones that built the fucking apparatuses that make the ammunition, and we'll build them again. They've already been built. They're sitting underground right now building ammunition. What they need to do, I mean, this is, I mean, when you see this shit come out like this, you know, it's just, it's bluster. It's talk. It's trying to fucking, take that 10,000 people and scare them in, make them afraid of that one son of a bitch that can push a button that they could take out in fucking 45 seconds and burn the whole fucking place down with a match.
If they want a serial number, we'll give them one, Henry. We'll put FU on it. How's that?
Think about it, Mark. If war, we're already at war. If it went hot across this nation right now, somebody's going to trace every fucking bullet shot? Really? Yeah, I mean, it's like over there in Afghanistan, you know, we're still over there in another country's sovereign territory, fucking telling them, their people, how they're going to live, the people that have never accepted such. They have the two soldiers were murdered. No, soldiers aren't murdered, they're killed. Don't you see? But they act like it's like some kind of, by terrorists. That's why they had to have this terrorism thing. So that they could blur the line between war and fucking murder. So that the goddamn Blackwater USA, I mean, more people were probably killed in Iraq by Blackwater than were killed by US soldiers. What the fuck you got it? Why did you have an army? And it ain't your army in the first place because it belongs to the United Nations. And then you got them, you know, them over there in United Nations land, wherever the fuck that is. I know they're based in New York. I know they have a base there in New York with the gun, with the barrel, with the tied in a knot. But I mean, the outsiders, I mean, why? Well, goddamn, we got the Jews over there legislating for us. We got the Jews over there. They're going to get a goddamn direct tax from our people. When under our original fucking founding papers, our government couldn't do it. It belonged to us. In our private capacity, they couldn't touch nothing we own. They couldn't tax it. They couldn't do anything to it, or else it wasn't the lowly ours. And it pisses me off to no end. I mean, Mark Corky this morning, I mean, he was back to equal liberty security interest again. But hey, why won't you talk about that 14th Amendment? I mean, I heard Corky say the other day, if somebody said they owned me, I would kill them. Isn't that the message you want to get out to your fucking people? That they've already said they own you. Here, can you read? Can you interpret? Can you use a fucking dictionary? Isn't that the message you'd want to get to every American you could? And then the Americans would be, you say you owe me? I'll kill you. But no, see, they don't want it to go away. They don't want that 14th Amendment to go away. Because they care about their property. We want to protect our property. I got news for you. Keep fucking around like this. There ain't going to be no property for nobody to protect. You will force us to scorch earth this whole fucking country. You will leave us no fucking choice. You better just fucking step in line and do, and after we're through kicking the shit out of these fucking internationals and kicking them out of our country and hanging them and fucking destroying them along with their Judeo-Christian fucking backers, then we're going to have our own charter. We're not going to be chartered in another fucking country like the Vatican. It's going to be an American charter. And if you went out and you fucking did your part and you fought in the war, well, then you might own something. But we're still going to go back and we're going to see what was taken from the people without due process of the law and ran through the Masonic lodges and the dirty church and handed over to the good old boys. Now, you know that equal playing field kind of thought thing? Well, it's going to be real. If you got what you got honestly, which I don't see, I don't know nobody. I mean, the more I see somebody have, the more I've seen they have compromised. They have compromised the Bill of Rights, period. It's real good for me if you have to pay a tax to build a road so I can bring my shit down the fucking road, but you've been, but I'm also going to put cops on it to fine you to maintain it so I can keep bringing my shit down the road. What have you backed in the past? What is your history?
Yeah, you can go to Wyoming or Montana or Utah or Oregon and see these clowns with these 400,000 fucking acres of land with barbed wire all the way around it. And that's a perfect example right there, Henry. You know, what the hell?
Absolutely correct. Absolutely. Well, what was it Cornkey said the other day that, God damn it. Man, I had it just a second ago. I spaced it, so we ain't going to go that way. But I mean, let's go on to the next article. New York governor in Israel aims to fight anti-Semitism, 83% uptick. So you're supposed to be representing the people of these United States, the American nationals. The people of these United States have figured out what these fucking kikes have done to us, that they have infiltrated what was supposed to be our republic, that they have chartered an unlawful fucking treasonous corporation, that they have put in place a little article known as the 14th Amendment that names us as subject property of theirs. Now, on their thing the other day, when I mean, it was incomprehensible. No wonder people don't want to learn the fucking Bill of Rights. This guy wrote a fucking book. And I mean, there wasn't nothing. I mean, there's two of them talking, the smartest guys on the fucking planet about the fucking common law, and nothing they were saying was making any fucking sense. Because it can't, because it is not what it was intended for this country. What is our Bill of Rights is fucking simple. What is our self-government? It is simple. But see, they went along with this shit, and that's what, like I said, they don't, okay, you can show me your fucking paperwork, you can show me your titles. You can show me that you got a title for that, and you sure as hell paid the money for it. You paid them debt dollars, you went along with it, but how long ago did you know that those were debt dollars? How long ago did you know that it was treachery in the United States, that 14th Amendment? You see, it's just like old Rothschild said, when all this shit was to be implemented to the United States. Those in the know, those people who figured it out and in the know, they're gonna jump on it and they're gonna make tons of bucks off it. And all the rest of the people who are going to be the victims, we won't know what's happening to them, so fuck them. We're just going to take it all away from them. And you knew. We find out you knew, you're not going to get to keep it. I'm sorry. It's going to be your punishment for going along with it. From the first time that you understood that your country was fucking under the occupation of an international corporate aristocracy, and that the republic had been removed and replaced with a corporation, and you went along with it. You contracted with those bastards. Well, motherfucker, that's not legit money. You didn't make that. I mean, you might have went out and you might have, I mean, shit, it's like going working for a car thief. You go to work for a fucking, let's say, a chop shop. You want to steal people's cars and fucking chop, you know, part them out and send the parts overseas. I mean, this is a big thing in this country. Well, I worked hard for that money. Yeah, you did. Being a fucking thief. If you got it legitimately and you fought for the Bill of Rights, your right to own your property illegally, well, you probably got a pretty good case once the country is rechartered for the people, the individual free sovereigns. And when we hold our own charter in our own fucking country, you probably got your, I can't see anybody wanting to take anything from you that you truly work for. And then, but see, all the people that figured this out, I mean, you're seeing them get poorer and poorer every day. And people who had contracting businesses, I know a lot of them. They had contractors' licenses, and they were making fucking bucks big time, and they found out what was going on, and they wouldn't be a part of it anymore, and now they're living like goddamn hobos. Because right is right, and wrong is wrong. You will not trade my freedom for some material fucking item or mammon for yourself. And that's what you've done. And every day that this goes on, that you know that 14th Amendment is the fucking problem, and you're not even mentioning it, let alone, I mean, how often do you hear the Bill of Rights mentioned over there? Or anywhere. You're not mentioning the Bill of Rights and the fact that they're claiming they have us subjugated under a corporation? That's not your main fucking thing you want to talk about? You who says that if anybody says they own me, you'll kill them? Well, they're telling you they own you, Mark, right there in that fucking 14th Amendment. And by God, you know it. But you found ways to work the system, didn't you? You found ways to work the system and put yourself above others. So that you could say, look, I got, you know, I've got a fleet of cars. I got warehouses of shit. How many military contracts have you been involved in, Mark Kornke? I ask you. Why won't you attack that 14th fucking illegal, fraudulent, fucking unlawful 14th Amendment? Why? Yes.
Yeah, that's why I went down.
I know, brother. I know, I know.
Develop property for the city of Sewer Falls, and you know, and I did some school in the financial. Once you learn financial math, it didn't take me, you know, it didn't click right away. But once you started learning about compounded interest, and you know, you're screwed, and you're screwing your own people. I learned that before I knew anything really much about the Bill of Rights.
Precisely, you know? Correct.
I just dropped out, you know, and then they assisted me. You know, because they're shoveling shit off to, you know, their favored people.
And you ain't one of them. You're blackballed by the fucking Masonic Lodge. And it's across this goddamn country. That's who's fucking that's who decides who gets what in this goddamn country is the fucking Masonic Lodge.
Yeah, I'm going to take off in about an hour after you're done and go over to them piece of shit Judeo-Christians and go hang out and get me some free food.
I hear you, brother.
You can't wake them up, man. You cannot wake them up.
They know exactly what they're doing. Make no mistake about it. They know that through their fucking cliques and their fucking collectives, that's how they've got and we ain't got, because we are individuals. I mean, when I got to the point to where they understood, I knew enough to fucking, I mean, to call them out for the fucking crimes they were committing. Oh, I got the letter in the mail. From the communists. You can be the democratic representative of your area. Nothing about no elections. But you could be the democratic representative for your area. I mean, and not to mention, fuck, I was only 19 years old when I was first offered by the other side to become a part of their fucking mafia operations. But it's unlawful. It's unfair. It's wrong. I won't do it.
Anyway, I'm gonna go cut down a mulberry tree for some slave script that's not even mine. They think it's not mine. It ain't mine.
No.
You know, our people sold that shit out down a long time ago.
Well, it is the people it is the people like yourself that have made the sacrifice. I mean, that'll be the history. That'll be the history when we wipe these dirty son of a bitches out, because we outnumber you 10,000 to fucking one, and we know it. And our bullets outnumber them.
You got three limbs.
You're goddamn right, man.
Quarterize that.
Exactly.
All right, I'll get
up. Okay, brother, take care.
You do the same.
I'm gonna do it. A lot of you got you people who watch the site, you've seen the piece that Joe STP made in memorial to Spike. What a beautiful piece of art. And, you know, he called me on the phone and he said he got made it, and he sent me a picture and it was to be given to me. And so far, the things that have been, like the guitar with all the names of everybody on it, I mean, there's a history that we are creating right here amongst ourselves. The people who are going to fight for freedom, and the people who fought against it, and the people who will be destroyed for daring to think that they could take our fucking rights away from us. And so the guitar, you know, I had it. It was sent to me. Mark Schumacher won it in a raffle. And I didn't keep it. I sent it to someone young that I knew that would, and with the clear understanding that this isn't something, when we win this thing, everything we ever touched, our personal firearms, everything is going to be worth a fucking fortune. Mammon's going to come into play. But these things, I've sent to, that I've got like that, I've sent to different people that I know the next generation will hang on to them. They got to be scattered because they'll want to destroy everything. If everything was here in my house and they hit my house with a fucking bomb or something, the fuck, it'd all be gone. So I'm thinking about, and I want to hold it, and I'm going to have a picture of me with it. But it'll probably go, I'll choose someone that I can completely trust that is young, that will hold it, and it's going to end up in a museum someday, along with all the other shit of that documents what we did, the people, what we sacrificed for their fucking freedom and liberty. And they're going to love us for it. Just like we were taught to love the wrong fucking people. We were taught to love the aristocracy because they had the fucking floor. And we just won the war. John Adams, we just won the war. John Adams, there's a lot of them never fucking picked up a fucking gun. It was just money. They did the financing. And they didn't do the financing for my freedom or your liberty and my liberty. They did it for fucking profit. And this time, they're going to be wiped out. Every fucking one of them is going to be wiped out. Everything's going to be taken from them. And I'm out of my own personal money. And not my money, but my currency, my debt-free currency that I will have, I will pitch in for a museum to put all the stuff in, that the people who truly fought and suffered, just like in the first uprising that was hijacked, called the Revolutionary War. Man, all you hear about is the fucking elite. Where they'd have a big war, a big battle like Gettysburg or something, they would fucking either leave the people laying on the field, but if they did bury them, they buried the fucking guys who did the fighting in pits. If an officer got hit, he got a fucking real grave. Everybody else was just piled in a fucking pit, nameless fucking hundreds of thousands of Americans who fucking actually fought that nobody will ever know. It ain't going to be that way on this one. We have distinguished ourselves apart from these son of a bitches. We understand that we're either equal or we're nothing. It's coming down to the individual. Just like I think that the people who wrote the Bill of Rights, I know that's they knew this day would come. And the only way that this is why these son of a bitches can't get their new world order. Because of that Bill of Rights and because of the individual freedoms and liberties guaranteed by that Bill of Rights. They gotta take that from us, and we're the largest army to ever exist on this planet, and we're not gonna you go ahead and try to fucking make me do a background check on fucking for ammunition. You try to make me have a fucking license to exercise my right, even though I have in the past. I have paid $15 to exercise a fucking right to the fucking state to get their okay for me to buy a gun when it was none of their fucking business. It was an act of treason for them to write that down on a piece of paper and then have their black water fucking agents fucking enforce it. But it's not going to it's all or nothing, people. You want to keep what you got? You better get out and you better fight for the people's rights. Don't fight. Don't think about fighting for, I'm going to keep my pile of gold here and I'm going to keep my fucking fleet of cars or whatever fucking I own. If that's what you're going out to fight for is your fucking physical property, you're on the wrong fucking track. Because none of that shit is worth anything to a man who is in bondage, okay? Because it doesn't belong to you anyway. And everything and every contract since 1869 ain't worth the fucking paper it's written on. I'll tell you it right now. And everyone's going to be looked at. And everybody who got land grants through the good old boy system, through the Masonic Dirty Church fucking Masonic Dirty Church cabal. That shit ain't going to stand. If you took from the people without due process of the law, it's like if my gun gets stolen. My gun's stolen and fucking 3 years later it's fucking recovered. One guy sold it to another guy honestly. Dishonestly because he stole it. But then that guy sold it to another guy honestly. And that guy sold it to another guy honestly. And just by chance it got picked up that fucking gun belongs to Henry Shively. It was stolen. You don't get to keep it, okay? That's the way the fucking law works. You shouldn't have been involved with somebody who would have a stolen gun, I suppose. At any rate, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, you know, this 83% spike in anti-Semitism incidents in New York. So 83, you got an 83% spike. The people are getting pissed off because they're realizing who these fucking Jews are and what they've done to us. Well, of course you're going to jump on the side of the Jews because you're fucking one of them, Como. And your fucking ass is going to hang. And that is the word from the trenches. You too, brother.